Yeah. Maybe.
You don't breathe, and therefore, these children get down. Therefore, they won't be able to vote. They won't go to class.
Yeah.
Or for them, your enemies. They breathe all the time. They want the children who are taught their values, so they vote for their parents' way of life.
Censor.
Yeah, they tend to.
So eventually, we're going to lose, and lose badly. Oh, man. Oh. I got food. I didn't even consider. Oh, my. You may have to start doing this
too,
Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Wednesday.
Yeah. Now, what about this?
We'll have to let Mom know what's okay to eat. And Mom, you have to ask Mom what's okay to eat. Yeah. So that's my biggest thing about that, and I'm sorry, Terry. I'm not a very good argument to go, no, I think it's a great argument. We can bring it right down to your family. So you have values that your parents put in you, and you go ahead. You, by your choices, have helped them. I'm sorry, it's very, very personal. Because mm-hmm. Your mom will love you no matter what she does. And that's part of the problem, too. Because you always just prefer your mother. So, okay, Mr. Rubin says, can I make a vague guess about your family life? Either A, your dad wasn't around. B, your mom probably said, I don't know, you were probably raised by your mother, who will love you even if you're an axe murderer. You didn't have the influence of a father telling you, hey, you're being indecent. There's bigger things you need to be about. You know, because we have huge cultural problems, and we're sitting here, and we're twiddling our thumbs and saying, oh, we can't say anything about this, so we have to. Or else it's just going to end, you know, and you go, fine, it's just people who, whether by just being not cultivated like we are, they're just going to take over. There's what to do. You don't have to worry about water.
Yeah, probably got a lot of water.
Yeah. We'll see how the tomatoes bounce back. It's going to be tricky, but it's going to be really good. This is the water that falls out of the sky is the best kind.
Mm-hmm.
It'll find a whole lot more than that. What the heck is going on? Water's got to be getting underneath something. It's pouring into you guys in the window. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
about this guy. Very much interesting. Basic ignorance of the power of these things. God is much smarter than we are. And so when he says, you know, clean unto your wife, do this, do that, don't, you know, the kind of traditional values that are so pillory these days, you know, so. I find it interesting that people think that those who call traditional values must be lame or stupid. And you go, wow, this is, I think, the exact opposite. You're so short-sighted. Because, and it's not you, it is just human nature. You can't see a great distance. You're not going to be able to. History can help us try to understand things, but the problem is, you can jerk around with history. You can manipulate people's ideas of what history was like. And that happens a lot now. Sometimes you see little inklings of the fact that history has been manipulated. You've got to do it. It would be all carefully crafted if it wasn't just simple and easy to do. The recasting of anybody who had ideas counter to what modern people would like you to think is just interesting. So anyway, we are short-sighted by nature. The realization that there is something akin to God can really have the kind of perspective that works is something that I can try to bigger and smarter, much more far-seeing. I think it's probably a really huge and important aspect of it that I think we as a culture have totally dismissed. It's like, ooh, you know, you see it in business all the time. The thing to do short-term things to make more money, you know, at least some companies crack and run into the ground. So when the two companies do the same thing. That's an interesting thing, the interesting path you have to take. There's all kinds of effects along the way. So people start wanting to go the whole course. A lot of people say, oh no, but being gay is wonderful and honorable. And you go, can I be honest? You've had to walk so far away from what brought you here. It says that I don't think it's a culture we can sit here and honor you. I mean, you've just when you swear up and down, it's just threatened existentially all the time. And you go, no, I'm telling you, I think in 60 considering, you will likely talk yourself out of the entire thing. A rule of existence basically dictated by God and promulgated through family got you to this place. And your wholesale abandonment of that opens you up to just non-continuance. So, you know, you can say, oh, well, God's going to come first. There's prophecy that says that will happen. Did the Israelites seem slaves because God punished them? Or were the Israelites so intrinsically weakened by their abandonment of a huge set of natural laws that are thrown away, that they were just right for somebody who had thrown them away? Even if they just believed and said, God, you can still believe in the same. But you have no evidence he doesn't exist. How can you possibly prove the fact that he doesn't exist? He might not be where you think he is. He might not be behaving the way you think he should be behaving. And therefore you can say, wait a minute, all these stories I've heard, it may just be that Christianity's gotten so far off of the track that its description of God, mushy and rambling as it may be, if you're using the Christian criteria of God, and would you go out and try to find this being, this person, good luck. How could you possibly find that person? Christians have made it very convenient in that God is some kind of weird entity. Justify that. It's really actually, you know, yeah. A lot of people don't believe in that God. I don't think that is God's nature at all. So if you were to go out looking for God under the criteria that you've been given, it's, you know, unless you can find him. It's not just in the deer hiding, but you've done such an excellent job of misdefining him, redefining him over and over again in so many different ways.
Yeah.